possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Here we go. Hour number two of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Welcome back. We got 3.5 hours to go. General at your service. Woolchuck Lucius here, 75 and Fitzhugh. Brought us in Oxnard on the tennis courts, and he's covering everything if there is a breaking news. Segment is, rather, our training camp coverage brought to you by the on-time experts, Rhino Shield and Yardbird, Southern Table and Bar. Day off for the Cowboys, just 3 days into camp, but that's about average, isn't it? Three on, one off, or four on, one
off? That's where we are. Yeah. Hey, Mike Maples, the Cowboy video director, just stopped by to say hello.
Cool.
You know, he was looking at me. He's like, hey, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm doing radio right now. Mapes and I go way, way back, and I was introducing him to Ruben and to Carter, and so we were catching up on the old Gary Patterson stories and stuff like that. Oh. We were TCU and stuff like that. Mapes and Patterson were tight. Gary hated me. Mapes tried to defend me a bunch. I appreciate him doing that. So anyway, it's good to see you, Mapes. Love you, man. His daughter goes to LSU. Smart gal.
Oh, there
only
you go.
One in the family is smart. Everybody else is not smart. She's the only smart one.
Okay, what do you think of the Rangers trade deadline approach here?
Oh.
The what's that, Brian?
Oh, I wanted to tell you, Naylor, right? The Naylor stuff?
Yeah, Naylor.
Captain Interrupter here. Naylor, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Josh asked, Naylor. Josh Naylor asked, traded from Arizona to the Mariners today.
Rangers were not involved in that at all. Rangers were not involved in that one.
And that doesn't surprise me.
I got some sources. And I said, hey, Naylor, that whole thing, Rangers involved? And my guy said, no, not involved.
Well, since you brought up Naylor for us, though, I did want to ask what you guys think of that move. I mean, he's having a pretty dang good year. This is a trade that's going to make them more capable. Does this tip the balance of power? Like, we've been gaining on the Mariners really over the last couple of weeks before the All-Star break, and now you've cut their wild card lead in half. You know, I think they're thinking the same old story for us. We got to go get another bat, and this Naylor one might be the one that sort of is the turning point and pushes them over the top. I'm feeling pressure today if I'm CY.
Yeah,
you know,
we
have multiple spots, especially at catcher right now. We could use an outfield bat. We can use a DH. Unsure about Jock Peterson. Unsure about third base with Josh Jung. Like, you know, this one is one of those that as the trade deadline approaches, it's got to raise the level of urgency up there in Arlington.
And I want it to. Like, I feel like this team has done enough now this week. You know, CY said, hey, show me. And they're starting to now play with consistency the week prior to the break and then now the week coming out of the break. And they've got another great opportunity to at least win a series and take 2 out of 3 against a team in Atlanta, whom they should beat. And they've got Evo on the bump back tonight. So, to me, it's like, okay, the offense has proven enough now over a sample size for roughly a month that they are back and they are averaging now, I think, the third most runs per game in all of Major League Baseball since the last week of June, which is a step in certainly the right direction. And then your pitching really has not faded.
No.
And you've been able to withstand several injuries. I think this team has earned the right now at 53-50, right in the wild card hunt. Go for it.
Okay, so Kevin Sherrington wrote this morning in the headline in the morning news is it's time for Rangers ownership to pony up at MLB trade deadline. Ooh. And then Armstrong wrote, you know, the Rangers are one of six teams that has exceeded the tax threshold in each of the last two seasons. Mm-hmm. Estimated final payroll is at 242 and 268 last year. I mean, they won the World Series and added $26 million of payroll. They paid a 20% charge in luxury tax, then a 30% charge. They're heading for a 50% tax if they go over it again. So they're projected to be at 235 this year. That would give them between $1 and $2 million to play with. Well, Chuck, is this enough, what ownership is doing? I would answer that question with an absolutely. I mean, they're basically top six in baseball in spending for mm-hmm. this decade. And when, you know, they have a chance, they're going for it. I don't need you to spend with the New York teams and the Dodgers and a couple of others in order to feel like they've made enough of a financial commitment. You know, I think it's probably smart to reset here and not be a repeated taxpayer.
Yeah.
So then you could get back to it next year. And I do feel like they can still win it if they don't do anything. I think what the winning has done is maybe not convince CY that he's got to go to Ray and say, hey, let's be repeat taxpayers again. It's let's not sell anybody. Let's just keep everybody because I don't think they have to do anything.
No, with some of the, you know, maybe built-in fixes here, if you're able to get Jock Peterson back and he's good, you know, and hits the ball well. But I think the bullpen is really what we were looking at in a closer. And with John Gray now moving to the bullpen, do you get Tyler Mahle back? Is that a guy you want to move to the pen? Or he can be your third starter in the postseason or towards the end of the season. And then you can look at maybe like Rocker and Leiter. Could those guys end up helping you out in the bullpen? So you certainly have some options like you did the year you won the World Series. But there are a couple of closers that I think are affordable and still fit into that range that they could go and get, whether it's Bautista in Baltimore, maybe it's a Helsley in St. Louis. I think there's a couple of names that I would be making calls for and seeing could this happen.
The morning news says Pittsburgh's David Bednar at $2 million and Washington's Kyle Finnegan at $2 million are names that you know, you might want to look at if you're wondering what the Rangers could do.
What's weird is the one name that seems like MLB writers nationally keep saying the Rangers could trade is Adolis Garcia. Like, there was another article about it today in The Athletic. One player that won't be on every team's roster come trade deadline day on July 31st. And the player was Adolis Garcia.
I think that's old information. You know, I think when they benched him there and the team was playing so poorly, I mean, that was kind of rock bottom late May, early June.
Yeah.
It looked like, hey, they're going to be 8 games under .500 and Adolis Garcia is lost and maybe he's not happy with how the money has gone. And I think maybe national insiders are just kind of recycling that take 6 weeks later after, you know, he's really been one of their most productive players. So I guess I'm saying I'd be shocked if Adolis Garcia is traded.
I don't think that's real anymore, to your point, but it was strange to me. Like, several outlets when I was looking for, you know, around the bases content, Adolis Garcia was the one name that kept popping up for the Rangers.
And I don't know if the Rangers were frustrated with him, but it would have been fair to, you know, considering how bad it had gotten with innings and rallies consistently ending with him swinging at horrible pitches. I think they handled this perfectly. And now the next way of handling the Adolis Garcia story perfectly is to keep him, because for what you're paying him, he can, you know, single-handedly win a series against the Astros. Could you imagine trying to get ready for Houston and not have Adolis Garcia?
No. That's exactly why you keep him around.
Trump signed an executive order seeking to clarify collegiate athletes' employment status. Okay, so this is the latest way that the federal government, the White House, getting involved in sports. And you know, this one would create clear national standards for the ways that players can get paid while still holding the name, image, likeness. It would attempt to cut off any momentum towards, you know, the universities or third parties directly paying the players for services. I don't know how you feel about this, guys. I just feel like, you know, the jig is up, and it's professional sports is really what college is.
I mean, I think that it's just moving closer to, and Brian's talked about this as well, like contracts with players. I mean, if you're going to be an employee of the school, basically, then we're going to get to contracts. And that's where now we can limit, hey, how often a player can jump in the portal, all of that stuff.
So this came days after a 9-0 decision by the Supreme Court found the NCAA cannot impose caps on education-related benefits schools provide to their athletes because such limits would violate antitrust law. So interesting deal continues to evolve. And, you know, I just think, you know, players today are in a great situation, like actually being able to be compensated, because there's a ton of really, really good players, you know, that are participating and contributing to the economy of college football, but yeah. They're not good enough to go get paid in the NFL. And, right. You know, if they can pick up a couple hundred grand and leave college with no loans after playing D1 football and being on TV 13 weeks a year, I think that's a more fair situation.
Yeah, if you're real good, you're probably going to be on scholarships. You're not going to have the loans, so hopefully that'll get you started in your next venture, you know, get you in business, get you moved, get you an apartment, get you a car, and buy you a suit or two, you know, to be able to start your next job. The thing I would like to do, Dawson, is I'm all for players getting paid, but I would like to, and I'm gonna try and get you as much money as possible, but I need a commitment from you. Yeah. Tell me you're either going to be here 1 year or 3 years, and that way I could build my team. If you're going to tell me you're going to move every single year, my players are going to move every single year, I can't get you the money that I, you know, if you're going to make a 3-year commitment to me, I could try and get you more money. Yeah. If you're going to make a 1-year commitment to me, I'm going to get you the best I can, but yeah. I'm going to try and take care of the guys and gals that want to be with me for the 3 years.
I mean, that's
where I want.
Yeah, yeah. It's too much for the staffs to try to work, yeah, because they gotta,
I can't build my team knowing that, you know, if I have a team of just one and dones, you know, that's hard. And then you're thinking, well, you know, I've spent this much money on the one and dones, and now I have to, you know, ask my donor group, hey, I need more money because I got to totally rebuild my roster here because I've lost all my guys.
Yeah, it's so a complicated deal. They really got to take the time to rework it because, you know, I think the players should be able to get whatever they want. And then on the other side of it, it's like, I want to buy you out of your flexibility. How much does it cost to keep you for 3 or 4 years? And then what if the kid doesn't play well? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now we don't want you, you know, so there's a lot of complicated things and you just can't figure it out in 1 year.
Yeah,
and you can't anticipate what other issues are going to pop up.
Yeah, there are going to be a lot of issues to pop up, but man, I will fight my ass off if I know you're going to be with me for 3 years and you sign, put your name on that paper.
Yeah.
I mean, if you tell me right now, and you're a quarterback or a running back or a wide receiver, defensive back, whatever, and you're a 3, 4, 5-star recruit, and you tell me I'm going to be with you for 3 years, coach, I'll put my name on the piece of paper, I'm going to try and get you millions of dollars. That's what I'm going to try and do. But if you just give me 1 year, well, then you're kind of a rental player to me. Mm-hmm. I might pay my 3-year player $2 million and my 1-year player only $1 million or $500,000, you know, because I'm like, hey, you're loyal to me right now, but I understand, hey, you're going to move on and you're going to go be loyal to somebody else. So if I had some certainty of the length of your contract, but I will fight my ass off for you. I absolutely will.
Yeah, you got to incentivize that. Seems like the defenders there in Oxnard have been fighting their ass off for the football, buddy.
Yeah,
Todd Archer reporting that the biggest takeaway is the takeaways. The Cowboys defense has at least 7 picks and 5 forced fumbles.
Yes.
I guess that's 4 a day. What do you make of it?
Well, I tell you, watching it with my own eyes, they practice this stuff. They honestly practice trying to, you know, the way that they, even in the drill, even when they stretch, and I was down on the far end of the field with the offense and defensive linemen at their end when they were stretching, and the coaches, as these guys are working up and back the field, you know, they're doing the karaoke and the, you know, all the stretches and stuff, coaches are throwing them the ball, tipping the ball up in the air, bouncing it on the ground. So as you're doing your drill, you're kind of like, you're picking up a ball or catching a ball. And this is including with the defensive linemen, too.
Yeah.
These are guys, you know, it's everybody is working on that end of the field, picking up a football or catching a football. And it really, it all started. I'll tell you exactly when this started. It started when George Pickens caught a pass and took off running and was going to score. And he was running away from Donovan Wilson. And it was going to be, and all the way across the field came DeRon Bland. And Bland knocked the ball out of his hand. They picked everybody's, oh, woo, woo. From that point on, every single drill has been somebody trying to knock the ball out of somebody's hand. Or the interceptions. Like, you know, when the thing I was on with the morning guys and Bobby was trying to defend Dak and the interceptions. I said, listen, the interceptions at camp, yeah, but, you know, how does Dak, when does Dak have turnovers? Dak's turnovers are when he doesn't see guys. He's a 10-year vet, you know? He needs to be able to, you know, pre-snap, he has to know, okay, this guy's going to drop. And maybe it's a fact that the Eberflus new defense and all that stuff, you know, he was here for Rod Marinelli and seeing all that, you know, but maybe now it's like, wow, okay, the drop linebacker's going to be there, corner's going to be here. You know, these are all things that these quarterbacks, and it's not just Dak. I mean, you know, Joe Milton's thrown a couple of interceptions along the way too.
Yeah.
But man, I mean, it has been wild to watch this defense turn the ball over the way they have.
Do you think new offense is an explanation for it?
No, I really don't. I think to me that it's just, you know, there's ways this offense is creating space. I mean, there's some really, I told you about the two-man screen and then working Ferguson behind that. There are things that they're doing right there. I just think that there's been some blitz packages where Dak got caught, you know, with Elam was in the field play, but there were some throws down in the red zone that were, you know, as we say, the tight field, everything squeezes on you. There were some throws those quarterbacks made that they weren't too sure where the other team was at that point in time. So I don't think it's new offense. I think there's some reading issues that of like pre-snap, all of a sudden you're looking at like, okay, I think that safety is going to drop here, but instead he sits in a hole and, you know, and then you're making the throw and, oh, damn, I didn't think he was going to be there thing. I think that happened with Elam the other day.
The Dak doubters are, here we go again. You know, he led the NFL in 22. Last year, he led the NFL in turnover-worthy plays. And even though he only played 8 games, he would have led the league in picks again. You know, so I think there's a legitimate conversation out there. Like, is this a nothing burger because it's training camp, like the Dak supporters are saying?
It's something. It's something. It's legit. It's, you don't, you know, and practice is practice. And I can hear everybody saying that, you know, and Bobby was trying to say, well, it is practice and all that. I'm like, well, yeah. But, you know, it also comes down to he is a 10-year vet. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to be able, you're going to have one interception maybe once every fourth practice or fifth practice, you know. But you have an interception every day, and it got to the point where even, and we talked about this, Dak even walked up to Elam and said, "What coverage were you in?"
Yeah,
like he wanted to make sure that Elam didn't bust the coverage. Is, you know, like, did I read this wrong? Were you supposed to be, you know, we don't know. Did Elam might have told him like, "Yeah, man, I was supposed to carry this guy," you know. But Dak wanted to try and find out. But there's been some throws that he has made that, you know, you're like going, man, you've got to see those guys. That is not a nothing burger. That if you're constantly throwing the ball every day and you're missing reads, that's what you practice. That happens to you in games too.
We got a lot more Cowboys football coming up this hour. We got the C-Note coming up next. Krusty's Corner is right around the corner as well, sitting there in the 340. Of course, it's a Friday, so we'll have Eric Nadel here coming up in about 2 hours. He'll help us talk Rangers and preview Rangers Braves tonight. Our training camp coverage brought to you by the on-time experts Rhino Shield and Yardbird Southern Table and Bar, and we're back with...
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well, everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Casino. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Time for the Cowboys news of the evening, the C-Note here. And there's so many good topics going around. Just 3 days into training camp. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Yeah, we got Howie Roseman talking, Eagles GM. I think the best GM in football. I mean, he's got the best owner in football backing him. So it's easy. If you want to win a Super Bowl in today's game, all you need is your owner to give you hundreds of millions of dollars to buy contracts, and you have way more good players than everybody else.
Yeah.
And you make the Chiefs look pedestrian in the Super Bowl. Anyway, here's Roseman on a more subtle and nuanced part of his gig and the importance of getting deals done early.
When you talk about culture, and I think that's like a big picture word that a lot of people throw around, and it's hard to really define what that means. But I think from our perspective, when people understand that when they start here, that they have an opportunity to continue here and get rewarded here, it's incredibly important. So that when you draft guys, you can show them examples. If you do the right thing on and off the field, we're going to make sure that we keep you here and maybe even have a chance to finish your career here. And I think that just from our perspective, and everyone's got to do things their own way. I'm not saying it's perfect. We make a lot of mistakes. But from our way, that's a core tenet of what we're trying to do here. We're trying to draft, develop, sign. And when you do that with players, your opportunity to set up continuity, your ability to really set up leaders for your football team going forward who can show young players the way and how we do things, I think that gives you a chance to be special.
Man, I'm glad we don't have to listen to him during press conferences, because that is not a very impressive or entertaining voice.
Kind of nasally, huh?
Yeah, he is doing a great job. I don't know. I don't think that matters. In everything he said, I think the Cowboys are doing just fine at that. Their players know that eventually we're going to get rewarded. Yeah. While we have to wait, it's annoying. But Dak had the line of the week on it yesterday where he was like, I'm confident. I've been around here. I know how things go. Mike is going to get paid.
Yeah.
But there was definitely, I'd say, like, irritation in his voice
sure.
when asked about it. I mean, I think they probably also were like, why does it have to be this way? Mm-hmm. Like, why are we showing up to training camp? And that's going to be obviously what everyone's going to ask about. When you have an off season for a reason, and it's to get the business side of it done there, yeah. And the Cowboys like to just have that bleed into the season. Like, I mean, sure, they're not the only team, right? I mean, we know what's going on in Cincinnati. Terry McLaurin's got this going on in Washington right now. San Francisco is battling with some stuff with Juwan Jennings at wide receiver and some others. So it's not like the Cowboys are alone in this, but it does seem like it's always the marquee players, whether it was you go back to Zeke, Amari Cooper, CD, Dak, Zach Martin holding out a couple years ago. It's kind of like, guys, I mean, could we maybe put the focus on football? And would it behoove you to get this thing done sooner? Or, I mean, it's not even a case of sooner, just before we get to training camp, or maybe the first day of training camp instead of the day of the season opener.
Yeah, I guess, you know, my issue would be, you know, while the Bengals do it, they're trying to grind a guy down, right? And be like, no, we're not. The Steelers, they had TJ Watt threatening a holdout. They get him at $108 million guaranteed instead of $125 to Myles Garrett, right? I feel like the Cowboys drag these things out and they cave and still give the most. Mm-hmm. Like, that's my main problem with it is if you're going to drag these things out, there better be like a salary cap advantage. But I just think like either they're too busy or they're enjoying watching the media talk about it repetitively, and you know, that's the explanation for why. If you're going to make players sweat this thing out like this and really grind them down and make them feel like, wow, you know what's going on here, then you know, there should be a bigger contract win in it for you.
Do you feel like that they maybe as a front office are struggling with giving the player the money? And I mean, not paying them, but I mean, they've got the money to give. They got the money more. They got more money than the Bengals. They got more money than the Steelers when it comes to being able to, you know, be able to give bonuses,
cash
and
flow
stuff.
And stuff.
Yeah, cash flow. But do you think the thing that bogs the Cowboys down is not believing that the player is really worth that contract?
Maybe trying to get everybody convinced.
Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem. And sorry, we'll check up.
No, you're good.
A Jared Sandler on you there.
No,
but I'm kind of in that mode of just being thinking. Like, I just wonder, and working in that organization for 14 years, I just wonder because we were so hurry up and wait. Everything we did was hurry up and wait.
Yeah, I think that everything is the little people
bogged.
To them, whether it's a .com department or the players. They just they don't have a lot of urgency about taking care of anything because they're living like an eccentric billionaire life.
Well, it's to me,
the stuff that we heard about the Mike McCarthy week, wasn't that just bizarre?
Yeah, I honestly think that there's. Yeah, I just remember working for .com and people giving me this, that Jerry was like, is Dak really our guy? Is Dak really, are we really going to, on Monday mornings, are we really going to do this? You know, and then it turns into, there's that question of, are we really going to do this? And it turns into waiting for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Because somebody like, okay, Jerry doesn't want to do it. And he's letting it be known, I'm really not interested in doing this. Mm. And somebody in the organization's like, listen, Jerry doesn't want to do this. Let's wait for 3 or 4 weeks, and we'll circle back here.
Yeah,
you know. And so now you've got people in the organization that are saying, well, okay, hey, Jerry, we want to, or maybe it's Steven. Maybe it's Jerry saying, you know, hey, well, I'd like to get this in, but Dad, if we do this, this is what's going to happen to us. So now it turns into 3 or 4 more weeks of let's let things kind of simmer down. Let's take another look at this. Let's not make a rash or
they
harsh
like
decision.
The status quo, you know?
Yeah. I think there's times in this organization where they really do when the higher ups are not totally on board with the signing.
Yeah.
That it paralyzes them for a month.
I could definitely see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if you could be onto something and Steven could have had his mind changed. And maybe that does have some sway to Jerry. I mean, my understanding of it, and Brian, we've heard, there are certainly people at the Star in Frisco
that have
whispered, hey, should we trade Micah Parsons? Is it worth paying a guy like Micah Parsons that amount of money?
It would be a huge mistake if you give this guy $40 million.
But anybody with the name Jones has not had that sentiment.
That's exactly right. And now you've got people who the Jones trust, who are in that circle of trust, are saying, do we really want to do this? And now you're creating doubt. And so there's people like, yes, we want to do this. And then there's others like, but why? And now it's like, well, let's wait 3 weeks and we'll all be like simmered down and, you know, and kind of figure this out. And then by that time, you know, like 3 weeks do go by. And next thing you know, it's like, well, we're up against it. Training camp. Here we are. That kind of thing. But
Steven's also been stressing Micah's under contract. Like he did an interview with DallasCowboys.com.
Exactly.
And to him, maybe
they say it on the platform out here, right? To my right. They say it. They say it every single time. Hey, let's be known. All these players are under contract. All the players who are supposed to be under contract, you know, they're all here. But let's, you know, and that's that. I just think that there's paralyzing moments for this front office where Howie has the freedom to go and do what he wants to do.
There you go.
He doesn't have
with a vision.
Yeah, I mean, the Cowboys, Jerry even said it himself. He loves to talk about it. He loves to solicit opinions. He loves it. He pisses the scouts off when he goes up there and says, DeMarco Murray, we love DeMarco Murray. Barry Switzer told me all about DeMarco Murray. We drafted DeMarco Murray because of Barry Switzer. And the scouts are like, what the hell were we doing? We're not telling you to go draft DeMarco. I mean, you know, he solicits, he's like talking to Parcells. He's talking to Ron Wolf. He's talking to Belichick. Hey, I wouldn't do this, Jerry. And then now Jerry goes back to Steven's like, you know, I was thinking about things and I really don't know if we, you know. And so now it's the whole bogged down thing again.
Especially if you're doing things about the organization.
It is, you know, and you're doing all sorts of other businesses from real estate to concessions and oil, and you just don't have time to really lock in. Well,
when you wait 3 more weeks, like, okay, let's circle back on this because Big Jerry doesn't want to do the deal now. Let's let everything simmer down, and we'll figure this thing out in about 3 weeks.
But you are really smart to point out that they're all saying our guys are under contract, and Mike is at $24 million. He's only asking for 19 more or 18 more or something like that. But yeah, that's the most interesting way to advance this conversation. Like, how do they get to week one without a deal being done? It's Mike is like, well, fine, it's 24, and the Cowboys are like, you're under contract, so let's do this. They have not let any star players go. That's why I'm highly cynical, and I would put the probabilities in the low 1% if you even get to one that they would consider letting him go. But, Brian, let me just lay this out for you real quick. What if he's not under contract, Ezeraku's the real deal, and Sam Williams is everything that CeeDee, Dak, and Shoddy are saying he's going to be? I think midway through the season, this could get very interesting if you have more than enough pass rush, especially if you're not winning, you know, because trading to a contender, like that's... You know, if Ezeraku is amazing and he plays run and pass and Sam Williams can do that as well.
Or Fowler.
You could say, hey, we don't have the $200 million that we'd love to allocate. We're not in a winning situation right now. And if we get picks and financial flexibility, maybe we could do more long-term good with our roster.
I just wonder if there's people in the organization that the whole thing with Dak, that they're having the buyer's remorse, that they could have let that thing ride. I mean, you guys on the show.
I hope so.
You guys were like telling me, Broadus, let this thing ride. Let it ride. I mean, we'll go out and find another quarterback. It might not be pretty right off the jump, but let's let this thing ride. It'll give us flexibility. We'll find the quarterback. We're probably going to suck for a couple of years, but we'll find the quarterback here.
And that's when the status quo benefits the player, right? The status quo is annoying to the player waiting for the contract, but when you're halfway through that contract and the team should move on, that's when the status quo is going to benefit you. They don't want to move on from household names.
It just seemed the other day when Micah did that interview, and I think people have pointed this out, this is the first time I think that he has shown that this thing might not get done. That's the first time his body language, if you were looking at how he was standing there and talking, he was, you know, he was really – Diggs was there defending himself. He's already under contract. You know, Diggs was defending all the stuff that – but Micah was in a whole nother situation. Mike is in that whole other look of like, wait a minute, I don't have a deal done, and I'm supposed to be one of their best players, and they're having doubts about me being one of their best players. You know, that I think that was the first time he had the realization that maybe this thing might not get done.
Alrighty, it's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Our training camp coverage continues with Broadus and Oxnard. The four of us will be in Oxnard next week with L.A. back here in the Pimp Cup at Master Control. Is Carter Freeman out there, too? Is he
Carter's here with us today.
Creating content for us out there?
Yeah, right, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. We're coming back with Krusty's Corner, buddy. Where are you taking us?
All right, guys. I've talked about enough football. What we're going to do is, how well do you know your Dallas Cowboys? It's a Friday game. We'll do that.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Next.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. GBAC Nation 105.3 The Fan. It's time now for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's the king in Oxnard, Brian.
Thank you very much, General, and thank you very much to Reliant as well. Hey, Wolchuk, are you listening to me right now? Are you zoning out? What are you doing over there?
I'm listening. What you got?
Did you read the comments from the Love of the Star stuff that they sent us this morning?
I did.
Were people nice to you in the comments?
I mean, out of like the 100-something comments, there were 3 that weren't nice. So I felt pretty strong about it.
One guy said my breathing is too heavy, and I think he's right about that.
The breathing.
He says you need to mute your mic because you breathe too hard.
Oh. Okay.
So I need to figure that out. I need to work on that part of it. But for the most part, thank you to everybody who took a part of our survey.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
Pretty interesting. It's pretty interesting. And it was pretty interesting, the dynamic of people that listen to us.
Yeah.
You know, the different, where they get that all from. So
I think a lot of times you got your nose hammering straight down into that microphone, Brian. Sometimes I hear it too on our show.
You need to remind me because I get tired, and I just my head goes forward. And so then, I need to.
Well, if I hear it, I'll just say, Brian, you're breathing. You're doing it again.
Oh, no, that's where. Yeah, I need somebody like this.
You're doing it again. Yeah, that'll definitely.
Oh, no, trust me, I go back and listen and I'm like, oh, geez, I was breathing again.
I did get several that said they want me to argue with you more.
There you go. See, you need more people to hate you. Yes. I thought 100-3 was a little bit too positive.
I mean, there were a couple.
You're too likable.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there were a couple people that were like, you're not a scout. Stop trying to act like one.
You're as good as one.
One said that I try to act like I know too much about the Cowboys of the 90s when I was barely alive, which is true.
Wow.
But
But you can run it back, though, right? You've watched some old games.
Yeah, I mean, I've...
There's books and magazines and articles about stats.
I totally agree. Okay. I totally agree on that. Yeah, I mean, to me, I don't... I was surprised of how many were positive. I was thinking there was going to be a lot more than negative ones, but
just go to the text for that.
Yeah, I'm not going to look at that text. Those folks will ruin your day. They'll ruin your day.
I have looked at it less this week after the Rowdy Tellez interview than I think I have any week in a long time.
Uh-huh. It's funny. I don't think that interview was – I don't think it was bad. I was laughing. I was sitting here laughing at the questions, you know, and then his responses I thought were pretty good too.
I think it was the highest rated player show we've had all season just because it was a can't-miss train wreck.
Everybody went back. I think you were fine. I don't think you were bad on that.
Thank you. All right.
Yeah, we've been kind of all week. We've been talking. But today being a player's day off, we got the Cowboy opening of a training camp, the official, I guess, open of it. Tomorrow we'll do that. I'm on with Fred and Blake doing afternoon radio, too, from Oxnard. So
make sure you take your antihistamine before you jump on the air.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
For the breathing situation.
I don't know. Penicillin if you're going to room with Fred. You know?
No. They're going to be there in studio. And so, yeah, I got assigned to doing a little live from training camp. So catch us on Saturday. That'll be a lot of fun. And then you guys coming out. I know, Dawson, you'll be here Monday and then our guys on Sunday. So look forward to seeing everybody out here for that. Be a lot of fun. All right. How well do you guys know your Cowboy players? How well do you think you know this current roster?
Probably not as good as Wolchuk.
I don't think so.
But pretty dang good.
You think you know it?
I think better than most fans.
No, I mean, I feel like I know
the roster.
Do me
a favor. Don't pull the roster up in front of you. Don't play that
Are
game.
Are we talking like football or high school nicknames?
No, we're gonna play. Is this guy a Dallas Cowboy?
Okay.
This is what we're gonna do. This is off the current roster. But don't pull it up. I know Dawson's over there. I can't see Dawson on camera. I only see Wolchuk. Don't pull up the roster or anything like that. But I'm gonna ask you a name, and I want you to tell me, is this a Dallas Cowboy or not? We've done this before with other sports. And I want to just kind of have a little fun and see how well you guys know this football team.
Okay.
All right. Dawson, I'll start with you.
Bring it.
Ben Maher.
Ben Maher?
Ben Maher.
I've never heard of this guy. I'm going to say no. I've heard of Brett Maher, you know, the kicker, other boy.
Uh-huh.
Never heard of a Ben Maher. Maybe an undrafted free agent dude. Oh, that could guy be.
It very well could be. It very well could be. Wooly?
Yeah.
He's saying no to Ben Maher.
I'm going
to
agree. I'm going to say no. It's possible that this slipped through the cracks and maybe they brought in another leg just to kick or something like that. Or maybe there's some other position that I'm unaware of. But this name is not ringing any bells for me as a Dallas Cowboy.
Lucius?
Yeah, bro, this is not hitting. I've never heard that name. I'm going to go with the guys right here. I think you're starting off a little tricky.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that's what you're doing here.
All right. So all three of you don't think that this is possibly the 87th player on this team?
No.
That's hard to believe.
Why is
Gentlemen?
That?
Gentlemen?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're right.
Oh.
Yeah. Way to build the tension, though, Brian.
No, he's gotten really good at this.
Yeah.
Ben Maher. You know what Ben Maher does for a living?
Ben Maher sounds like an accountant.
Nope.
Yeah.
He's one of the best show jumpers of horses in the world. He's an equestrian dude.
Okay.
Nice.
Son of an accountant.
Son of an accountant. Lucius.
Let's go.
Robert Rochelle. Robert Rochelle.
Rochelle, like Irving, Texas? Rochelle?
R-O-C-H-E-L-L.
No.
Robert
Not
Rochelle.
Not a guy. You're playing games. Michael Irvin, Robert Rochelle. Stop playing.
Too much alliteration.
It's too much.
Sounds fake. Sounds Hollywood. Rochelle, by the way, the name of my second girlfriend, I think, in sixth grade. She was fast. Man. And it was a little too much for me to handle at the time, so I'm glad I bailed on that pretty quickly. I'm going to say Cowboy.
You're going Cowboy?
Yep.
Now, help me, Willie. Is he looking at the roster over there? I just want to make sure he's
I don't think so. I don't think he is.
I want
to
make sure he's not cheating on me. Okay.
Yep. He's
that really, means that answer is right.
I don't know about that. I don't know. I don't know.
Yep. That's what that means.
That might tells. Be a little. That might be some little trickery there.
The cheat sheet over there, because boy, I tell you what, you nailed it.
We've been working together for 4 or 5 years now, Brian. Yeah, and I understand years. That you know, you don't always have the most faith in my Cowboys knowledge, and that's and that's fair.
Your podcast is good though. But
hey, we just hit 1,000 subs today, by the way.
There you go. Congrats. You know, so there you go.
Monetized in 120 days, a little bit longer than Broadus's 120 hours. By the way, the Crown Media page looks awesome, by the way, and
Thank
I
you.
Love some of these
that.
Videos that you're posting, but that is clearly a Cowboy.
Robert Rochelle, Lucius Alexander.
Oh, he's.
Oh, he's. I'm sorry. Willie Boyd.
Yeah, I don't Willie believe Boyd. It. I believe that's a fake name from Irving, Texas.
Fake name. All right. Willie?
Yeah, it's a cornerback.
Shoot.
You know this for sure?
Yeah, I know for sure. They worked him out with Perry and Winfrey, and I'm pretty sure they signed both of them.
Robert Rochelle is a cornerback for the Dallas Cowboys.
For two.
Shoot.
Dang, I thought I had full Chuck full.
That was a good
sure.
one.
Lucius.
Yeah, I don't know. Robert Rochelle threw me off. He's got a brother named MacArthur or something. What are we doing, bro?
How about this one?
Jim Miller.
Justin Barron.
Ooh.
Justin Barron.
Barron is a football name.
Remember Alex Barron?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a football name, bro.
Yeah. The linebacker from Syracuse.
I'm going with it, Broadus. I'm going with it. It's a guy, and he plays football.
You're going with it?
I'm going with it. Justin Barron.
How about you, Wooly?
Secondary.
100%.
You're going with it 100%?
Absolutely.
I think sure he was cut this? After minicamp.
Possible.
He was left barren.
Come on. He was left barren. All right, so Wooly's in on this one, huh?
Yeah, I'm in on this one.
How about you there? Dawson.
I'm going to say he was cut. I mean, I don't think he got out there to auction art. I think he's with the Rams now.
Justin Barron. Dallas Cowboy.
Oh, nice job.
I was going to feel real stupid after
he brought it back.
It wasn't. Gosh.
All right. Dawson.
Yeah.
Brian Lara.
Brian Lara. I think I've heard that name this week. That's
Brian Lara.
I'm going to go with yes, Cowboy.
Lara. Well, Brian Lara. Lara.
My best buddy's sister's name growing up.
Became
a good ballerina.
Laura sounds like a big guy. Brian Lara.
Oh, yeah.
Brian Lara.
Yeah.
Oh, he is a big guy.
Brian he Lorda. Sounds like a big guy. Machine gun belly. Big dude, Brian.
MGB.
Yeah, he's a big dude, bro. Not a guy, though.
Not a guy?
Not a guy. Not a football player.
All right.
I'm with you, Lucius. If it sounds like it would be an offensive lineman.
Yes.
I don't think this guy's on the Cowboys.
Dawson?
I do think this is a Cowboy.
I think this is a Cowboy.
Put it on the board.
Brian Lara. He's a cricket player from the West Indies.
Is he big, though? Is he big boy?
I don't know. I'll have to look up his size here.
I wonder how many Bruce right. Sandos he's playing.
Yeah, but you went down, brother.
All right.
Final. You on that dialysis diet, too? What's going on?
Yeah. All right. Final one. Let's go with you here, Wooly.
Okay.
Let's start this one.
Okay.
Bruce Harmon.
Shoot.
Bruce Harmon.
I know Bruce Harmon. It's Bruce Harmon on the Cowboys.
There's not been a single person named Bruce born since 1965.
That includes my brother that was born in 64.
Gosh dang it. Bruce Harmon. I think Bruce Harmon might be on the roster, but I'm going to say no. I'm just going to go with no on this one.
Lucius.
This is the toughest one, Brian. Yeah, there is a Bruce Harmon.
And that Dawson joke right, really highlights the fact that nobody's making any Bruces out here anymore. By the way, wasn't that Jaws' name, Bruce?
That's right.
That
the mechanical one sure was. Yeah, Bruce. Yeah. It didn't work. It didn't work.
Okay, Bruce. This guy. Bruce Harmon.
Yeah.
Not a football player.
Not a football player.
Not a football player.
Dawson?
Yeah, I'm going to say no. I just don't buy it.
So everybody's going no on this one.
Shoot.
Yeah, we're going no on this one, but I'm not. I'm leaking the most confidence on this.
Bruce Harmon. Cowboy corner.
Oh!
You got me again, Brian. Oh, out of Stephen F. Austin.
Yeah, that last one was good. I knew Bruce Harmon was a player.
Axe him.
I just didn't think he was on the Cowboys.
Yep.
Have Bruce Harmon. Shake his hand.
Dallas Cowboys. Gentlemen, thank you very much for playing the game. Appreciate you guys.
Thank you. There he goes. Brian brought us here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. We will have some Cowboys Twitter coming up at 4:20. Are the Cowboys just horsing around in Oxnard? We'll talk about that. But, Chuck, what are we doing next?
All right, let's do a little Sounds of the Sports Day featuring the one and only Scotty Scheffler. We got Kyrie's personal growth. And will this guy return? That's next in the Nation.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
I'm Emma Grede, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grede, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.